committee is requested in terms of the joint rules 140 and to elect the chairperson from both the National Assembly House and the National Council of Provinces. I therefore call upon the nomination of the chairperson, the co-chairperson from the National Assembly. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable.
Thank you, Chair. Can I nominate Comrade Mlungisi Johnson as the chairperson of this committee?
Thank you, Honourable Member. Are there any seconder? Members who have been, Mr. Johnson has been elected as the co-chairperson of this committee. Are there any further nominations before I can declare Mr. Johnson as? Absence of or none further nomination, are therefore Mr. Johnson has been elected for the co-chairperson of this committee. I therefore call for the nomination of the co-chairperson also from the National Council of Provinces. Thank you, Honorable Mr. Down.
Thanks, Chair. I nominate the Honorable Faith Mazibogo to be the co-chair from the NCOP.
Thank you. Are there any seconder? Thank you, members. Are there any further nominations? I therefore call upon Ms. Mazibuka and Mr. Johnson to come and take the chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Committee Secretary. Thanks, everybody. We should say, and again speaking also on behalf of my co-chair here, is that we appreciate the confidence that you all are bestowing on on the two of us to steer this ship once again. To see through the process of the appointment of the board itself. Having just gone through a process of the deal itself, which was not an easy task, it truly threw us, some of us, I must say, back to the youth politics and the dynamics. And again, this time around, we are going to be coming across with a cold face of warm bodies, vested interests, related issues like those that are going to stay at the end here at the bodies that are going to lead this animal called the National Government Agency. Thank you once again, and we are going to take the process forward, members. By way of agreeing that we are informed here by the resolution of the House that by the 19th of March we are supposed or expected to finalize the whole process. It is written there that it's 19th of February, which I was trying to correct that it is in effect the 19th of March. So that we are able to issue assets out and also go through a rigorous process of shortlisting and, worst of all, the interviews, which might take us, you know, a whole day or full days, when I say whole day, depending, of course, on the amount of interest that is going to be shown, will be expected to go through all of those. If we go through the act itself, we are expected to appoint 7 members of that board. Am I correct? Am I right? 7 members. Now, those are the people that are going to be expected to drive this process of the actual implementation of that deal or of that act itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, without waste of time, and again, we're not going to have a long meeting, we shall simply have to agree, firstly, on the actual aspect, the draft that has been brought to us by our committee section, which we must also very quickly agree upon, and we are also expected within a very, very short space of time to come out in the public domain in advertising for people to submit their applications and their nominations on behalf of whoever, and a process which will then, as I said, take us through shortlisting depending on the amount of interest shown by all of those in the country. Without waste of time, perhaps let's allow our co-chair here, Faith Masibuko, just to take us through the draft of the invitation itself, especially the section that deals with those who are expected to qualify for nomination. We have a brief session which will then take us through a decision, after which we'll then be expected to, of course, I would imagine that as to when and which newspapers are going to be covered is a matter really of detail. I'm not sure whether we should allow ourselves here to be bogged down by those details. I see the hand there that was suggesting that we should get some brief discussion also about the newspapers that we should be advertising on. And perhaps without waste of time, let's begin first with the advert itself. Hand over to Honorable Member Faith Masibuko. Thank you. I think it is a rule that all of our cell phones are off by now. It's an unwritten rule. Never to be written anyway. Thank you.
Good morning, members. Are you still here or we're just talking to chat? Good morning, members. Oh, Dr. Corner. Are you well this morning, members? As my co-chair has actually indicated that we've been called upon now to actually ensure that we assist with the appointment of board members. I'm sure a copy of the advert is being circulated amongst yourselves that will call for nominations for persons to serve on the board. And I'm sure that all of us are well versed with English, and it is clear that a nominee must be a South African citizen who complies with any requirement prescribed by the national legislation, in particular the National Development Agency Act, and possesses suitable qualifications, expertise, and experience in the area of youth. I'm sure that we will not want to see ourselves nominating people who, by tomorrow, their character is actually being questioned, because this agency will be dealing with billions of rands. That will ensure that young people are actually accessing that. And I'm sure that members will agree with us that we're all busy campaigning for our political parties, but we want the process not to be short-circuited, but we follow proper rules and regulations and ensure that even ordinary young people who are in rural areas do get this information. And the nitty-gritty of where we'll be advertising, I'm sure all of you will agree with us that it's not only Sunday newspapers that are accessible to young people. In fact, Sunday times is very expensive.
very young people can afford that. But to find newspapers like your Daily Sun in Soweto, your Daily Dispatch and others, we are sure we'll get recommendations in from members, which newspapers we can also utilize so that the young people are able to access them and get the advent. Over and above, we anticipate that we also use the medium of radio, because when I come from Gauteng, there's YFM, it's listened by all young people, and I'm not sure it broadcasts as far as this province, but maybe we'll also use a radio station so that then we get maximum response, especially to young people who also listen to radio stations to submit their applications. We anticipate, members, that we will place the advent from tomorrow, which is the 18th, and the most must give us about 2 weeks, plus minus, looking at the closing date being around the 28th of February. And then from that week, we'll shortlist the first week of March, and also call upon interviews. Members, will please request you that you'll have to work very hard. We'll have to spend longer hours in ensuring that we properly interview these members. As they've indicated that our program is not giving us much latitude because the NCOP is having its last plenary on the 19th of March. So we hope by then the NA will have had their plenary where they will actually be able to also table the shortlisted the recommendations. So that is the brief proposed program that I'm sure members will agree to say we all need to be hit the ground running because really we need to be campaigning. But for the next 2 weeks, we won't necessarily be meeting. We'll only meet in the first week of March where we'll be shortlisting all the CVs that we'll have received by then. I don't know whether are there any interest from members, suggestions, any recommendations? May I open the floor to you? Member Fanier.
Can we request directly indicate that we will be getting our constituency? So can you just forward timely the list of the shortlisted people to members of this committee so that they can have a look at that, and maybe in order to be in a position to do that, just get the addresses or the contact particulars of members of this committee so that you can forward the necessary information to us. Thank you. And then another matter, Madam Chair, I can also in another meeting now, I will at this stage then withdraw. I think this will be my departing words then, if you will excuse me then. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Fanier. Then I'm sure our committee secretary will ensure that you get all the communication on time. If you can also even email addresses, box numbers, if not home addresses, so that then some of the material is actually couriered to yourself in time that you receive them. Member Sundu.
Thanks, Kachai. I was just saying that from our side, I think the advert is proper. We are happy about it. And to say, to add to the issue of the medium that we raised, we know the South African youth, they come from diverse places. Yes, I'm happy with the issue of the radio, and we must take a station. So remember, we come from different areas. I think a little bit of research will help us on which mostly young people listen to. But also to further state that if we were to use our political employees in terms of councillors, there are places, a young person in Kantan or Iduja or in Langeza must get the asset. So can we also look into that matter as well? It's very important because we can't be seen as advertising to the elites as well. And there are places of civil societies like churches and all, can we also use that as well? And furthermore, to I forgot another pretend, so I raise my hand again.
Thank you, Member Manian.
Chairperson, I think the member has covered me. I was going to also say that constituency offices, most especially in rural areas, play an important role. So it would be better if all constituency offices are utilized so that even the youth that are in rural areas get to know of this, and they are also enlightened. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Hannah.
Thank you, Chair. You know, maybe we must just remember to put this effort also in the Afrikaans newspapers. Very important. It's part of the population we normally forget. It's fine if you love, but it's very confusing.
Afrikaans newspapers are noted. There is also Ilang Alasa Natal. It's so left. Member Dawood?
No, thanks. Just one thing. I see that on the inquiries, the committee secretary has not printed an email address, but in terms of the nominations and the conduct address, we are not requiring candidates to submit their email address. I don't know. We assume that young people of South Africa do not have email.
Okay, I'm sure even majority of them do interact with Facebook. I'm sure we utilize that medium of communication. You want to come in? I do not want to say. I had to think about sanitizing expenses, so I don't think the budget is limited. If possible, chair and co-chair, because the process is taking, we've got a short time in terms of advertisement. If possible, I don't know the budget, or we can use on the issue. So I think the controversial CBC can come on board to just flight the advert during generation time where young people are watching. Can we look into that matter? Because I know most of young people are generation. So can we have that light? Because I'm looking at the time to say that the young people in South Africa are waiting for us for this moment, like nobody else. So at the moment, that one must not be seen and said to be failed. The community. Thank you.
Well, I'm noting that member Sunduza, but also member young people who find the new cafe, the new cafe. Member Lemenya?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just a point of clarity that since we are targeting young people who apply, there's no need for us to indicate in the advert itself that it is young people who are expected to apply. And then we also mention the issue of age, that up to what age, because it doesn't say anything about that here. Thank you.
I'm sure we'll also take that into consideration. Member Kamen.
Thanks, Co-Chair. I just wish to add to the issue of electronic media, that seriously, really, we shouldn't take it lightly, not even as this community, but as Parliament. Maybe Parliament can run an advert or communicate through electronic media. I'm sure it will be answered.
It's noted, Member Kamed. Parliament, I'm sure, will advance and ensuring that the medium of communication is excellent. I'm sure by now we'll circulate the date to all members. That will indicate when is the next committee meeting, and there are schedules of to say when and where are we actually meeting. We'll also try by all means to assist members, especially those that require that we speak to their leaders in their parties to release them just for that period of time, so that then it doesn't affect your coming there to Parliament. They must know that you are working here in Parliament. Yes, so we speak to your leaders in your various parties to prioritize this young person who is dedicated in ensuring that the lives of other young people are actually improved. I notice majority are young people here, I'm sure. Yes, I don't see any gray hair amongst ourselves. No. I'm speaking about all these masses that are seated next to me. I see scopes, I see hairstyles, you know. So majority are actually young people. It's only Hannes. We only need some wisdom within him. So as young people, I'm sure that you'll keep this house alive and this committee alive. As young people, you rigorously debate and ensure that we really appoint young people whomever it is prescribed will deal with matters of the National Development Agency.
I'll hand back to my co-chair. I'm sure you will wrap up and close the meeting now. Also, on a point of privilege, ne?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to check, what is the age limit in terms of athletes? Is it 35? 35 in females or 40 in males?
No, remember, what we'll do, we'll consult what the Constitution says. To say a young person is a person of up to which age. You know, in China, I'm told, even when you're 50 years, you're still a young person, you're classified as a youth. In South Africa, there are real situations. Deputy Chief, if you want to assist us, deputies?
Thank you, sir. In South Africa, it's 14 to 35. That's the government definition.
So it does not discriminate whether we are a male or a man. It's just the device. Co-chair, over to you. I'm sure you'll wrap up.
Thank you, Chair. Members, we will quickly take a... We will just deal very briefly with the program, which will then wrap up everything. We're also consulting here with the committee section on some of the processes and bureaucracies of Parliament. We are agreed that we need to go on ADVET soon. We have the deadline, 6th of March, which is on a Friday. Whether we do it now, but it has to be before or by 6th of March. And then the third closing date is proposed. Shortlisting of candidates is proposed for the 11th of March, and then interviews 16th and 17th of March, 18th of March, for the committee to come together as the ad hoc committee for deliberation on the outcome of those interviews and finalization of the process. There is still a process wherein we need to come to the House National Assembly and also National Council of Provinces, wherein and these recommendations are made and passed by the various, the respective houses. Now, that's where the discussion and the consultation we were just having with the committee section here. I want some guidance very quickly on that one specific area, because you also have a rule here wherein these matters must still go to the ATC. As a report before they are brought to the National Assembly for debate or recommendation. Of course, also for the NCOP. Can we get some guidance from the committee section?
We can apply for the suspension of the treaty rule.
Are we fine with that? Are we unanimous as political parties? Do you think you want to say something?
I was under the impression that the treaty rule applies to the bill. But the program as it is, it will be important that we finish before the 18th of March. Because if the NCOP is on the 19th of March, it's too tight a program. If we can revise it so that we can be able to finish before that 18th of March. We're not also sure that on the 18th we'll be able to deliberate and finalize. What if something major comes up and all our plans have been disarrayed?
Do you have any other contribution? The alternative proposal is as follows. When we have a deadline of the 6th of March as a closing, we then do a process of shortlisting on the 9th, which is on a Monday. The same week, we'll then have to convene as a committee and do the interviews between the 20, you know, 12th and the 13th, which is a Thursday and a Friday. That is now for interviews. Taking that, we're going to have a number of those and that are going to be shortlisted, and as a result, we will then be expected to go through a number of people, conduct a number of interviews, so to speak, which will then leave us with effectively a Monday, the 16th, for deliberations and finalization of the process. Any takers? Fine with that.
Thank you. In an event where a candidate cannot be able to attend because it will be a short notice, you'll do your shortlisting on the 9th and then call upon the candidates for interviews for the 12 dates, 2 to 3 days in between. One might not be able to be available on those days. What is your take?
Chair, thank you. Considering the tight deadlines, I accept that it should be finished before the 18th. Would it be possible then in the initial advert to say that anyone who applies should be available for a possible interview on 1 of 3 days? So you in fact are giving them a month's notice practically before they would interview. We are agreed on that one. Okay, so we are agreed also on the revised as I proposed. In 9th, 12th, and 13th as days for interviews. 9th for shortlisting. We are fine. And then we'll do the deliberations on the 16th of March and finalization of the process. Agreed. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the details of who is going to be part of the shortlisting and the questions thereof, all of those issues, we will deal with them as chairperson together, consulting together with the committee section. And then if there is going to be any help or assistance required from any of you, precisely because the process is going to be a very tight one, please be alert that we shall call on you. We are quite unfortunate that we have to go through this process. I'm sure your political parties would allow all of you to engage in this process, which is short and very tight and very important for the country and its future. With those few words, we should thank all of you for having made time off. And once again, wish you all the best in your campaign trail. And until we meet again, thank you.
Gareth Morgan, DA.
Okay, thank you very much.